Trans Resistor Radio.
You are listening to Trans Resistor Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Franz. My website is ageoftransitions.com. Please check out the website to subscribe to this podcast. Today on the show, I welcome back a return guest. He is, you'll know his material from PorkinsPolicyReview.com, BoilingFrogsPost.com, and he's on the show today to talk about NewsBud.com, which currently has a Kickstarter campaign up. NewsBud is a new alternative media project being spearheaded by Sibel Edmonds of Boiling Frogs Post. And my guest today, Pierce Redmond, is going to be a senior producer for the news outlet if it gets up and running. So, of course, on the show today, Pierce and I talk all about what NewsBud is, the information behind the Kickstarter, and building up NewsBud. So I hope you enjoy the show today. And before starting, I will mention that my audio on this interview is not the best. Apologies for the technical difficulties there. Pierce comes through loud and clear, though. That's what really counts. So enjoy the show. Today on the show, I welcome back Pierce Redmond. How you doing there, Pierce?
I'm doing great, Aaron. I'm always excited to be on your show, so thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. It's great to talk to you. Good guy doing good stuff over there at Porkins Policy Review and at Boiling Frogs Post. And now with NewsBud, at least potentially, what is NewsBud? Let's start this interview off just with that. What is it?
Sure. So NewsBud is I guess, you know, we've all been using different terms to describe it. You know, it's a media venture. It's this, it's that. But basically, almost everybody at NewsBud, plus a few new people, we decided that we wanted to kind of expand what we were doing at Boiling Frogs Post and really create like a real, you know, an alternative outlet, like a news outlet, essentially. But again, with a lot of different content and opinions and whatnot. And we, you know, toyed around with the idea for a while. And that had always been sort of in the back of our minds what we wanted to do with BFP. But we decided to kind of, go for broke and do it. And we started a Kickstarter to raise money for NewsBud. And it would be a big multimedia platform. We'd have investigative journalists, both international and national, podcast producers like myself. We'd have all sorts of different content. We'd have movie reviews, book reviews, pretty much anything you could imagine. And it would all be under the banner of NewsBud. So that's sort of the thumbnail sketch of what we're trying to do. But I guess essentially you can think of a full-blown alt media news outlet. And again, we would have a studio, we would have a recording space, we'd have offices, we'd have press credentials, all the whole nine yards in terms of a real media outlet.
Yeah. That's now I want to ask you in terms of the actual facility you have and like figuring out what you're going to need. Who's helping you out with knowing what sort of facility you'll need, what sort of equipment you'll need? How are you going about figuring out what it is that you want to have?
Well, I guess all of us, within BFP and NewsBud and the people that we've brought on, a lot of them have, lots of experience in news. So for instance, like Peter B. Collins has spent, I hope he's not mad at me. I want to say 30 years, plus mostly in broadcast journalism. So he knows that sort of end of it. But we've also got Bill Conroy, who is he's a contributor at Narco News. He was a good friend of Gary Webb's and helped him do a lot of research on the drug war. And he's been a news editor for at least 20 plus years, maybe even more than that, working mostly in newspapers in and around like South Texas, right on the border. So he has quite a bit of experience working in a newsroom. So we've definitely been, working with them. We've also got Pepe Escobar is on board with NewsBud, and he's obviously been, doing international journalism in, you know, hotspots and war zones all the way back since I think one of his first big postings, of course, was in Afghanistan in the early 1980s. And he's worked in newsrooms as well. So we've definitely taken their sort of advice. And we do have some, you know, consultants that are working for us, sort of helping us with what we need. But essentially, our main things were to have set up an office. This would most likely be out in Bend, Oregon, which is where Sabelle Edmonds lives. Mm. And she's, of course, the head honcho for NewsBud. And it would be in Bend. We'd have an office. And within the office, the other main thing that we wanted was a really nice recording studio where we could do in-house podcasts, but also live broadcasts, things like that. So those are the two major things. And again, we've been talking with different people in terms of, well, how do you build a really nice recording studio? What kind of, you know, what's the IT stuff involved in this? Do we, you know, do we need cubicles or should we have a big open, you know, area? You know, should we have chairs or just those like big, you know, balls that you see like in like Silicon Valley and stuff like that? So we, you know, we've been toying around with a bunch of different ideas, but on the main thing is we want to have at least a small office plus a recording studio. And that would be sort of our central base. And then obviously we would sort of all be spread out. Like, for instance, Peter B. Collins at his – I believe it's in his house. He has a full recording studio all his own. And he's able to do – that's where he does his radio show. That's where he records podcasts and things. Obviously I'm based in New York in my lovely recording studio, which is also my bedroom. And then again, you know, Pepe is, you know, spends part of his time in France and then part of his time in either Hong Kong or, you know, wherever, Afghanistan, Syria, Qatar, you know, all of the crazy places that he goes to. But yeah, the core idea was to actually have a like a physical location, which again is sort of, you know, with BFP, for instance, it's mostly just all of us in various different areas of the world, and just this sort of online, you know, portal. So the main thing would be building an office. Sure. And again, as I said, I mean, we're sort of, you know, none of, I mean, obviously we have some people with quite a bit of experience on this, but we're also just sort of feeling it out, you know, and talking amongst ourselves. Well, like what would be good in an office, you know, down to, you know, silly details like, well, what kind of coffee maker are we going to have, you know?
You've been talking about that.
Well, yeah, not, I mean, obviously not, you know, not that much. And I don't want to discourage anybody, you know, like on our Kickstarter page for NewsBud, there's no, you know, we give a rundown of how the money will be allocated and there's nothing for a coffee maker. So don't worry about that. We won't be spending any of the money on that.
No Verismo, no Koenig.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
Sure. Oh, man. Now, I just kind of came up with this idea. What about the concept of sort of an alt-media version of a stringer where, you know, say some sort of interesting story happens in... Say it happens in North Dakota. Something actually happened there for once. And there's one of your listeners or subscribers happens to be there. They have a camera and they're on the scene. Maybe they go cover it for you and they sell NewsBud the footage. Is that an idea you've toyed with at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That was sort of like day one we had talked about that. You know, we try our best with Boiling Frogs Post to make it as interactive as possible. So, you know, anybody that's a subscriber that listens to the podcast and comments knows that we all comment quite a bit. You know, like me, my, you know, me, James, you know, Christoph, Sabelle, Peter, everybody there. We all comment quite a bit. So we always try to make it interactive. And we've actually already brought on a couple of people that started as listeners onto NewsBud itself. Mm-hmm. So we have Katie Aguilera. She was just a longtime listener, but she's also a great writer in her. She has a great blog, excuse me, called Seeking Redress. And I think you can find it up on my site. You can also just find it by Googling either Seeking Redress or Katie Aguilera. And, you know, and she said, oh, however I can help. And, you know, now she's going to be, you know, more or less a full-time blogger for NewsBud. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the idea of stringers was something that we had always sort of talked about because, you know, we don't want this to be, like a, CNN or even like, like an InfoWars or something, which is obviously an alt media outlet, mm-hmm. but it's obviously not our model. So we definitely were always interested in the idea of just having, a network of people out there, activists, journalists, just average people that are subscribers. And if they're in an area, definitely, by all means, one of the stories that I've just been covering in general on my own site, but that I definitely want to get more into with NewsBud is the Jeffrey Epstein case. And he's this big time billionaire pedophile who's connected to pretty much everybody, but most prominently Prince Andrew, Alan Dershowitz, Bill Clinton, and Donald Trump, the list goes on forever. A lot of the trials that are ongoing involving him are down in Florida, in Palm Beach. So by all means, if there are listeners out there that can get into the courtroom and just, listen, record, do whatever, that would be something that we'd be very interested in. So yeah, the sort of citizen journalism aspect and stringers is something that we had always sort of talked about from the beginning. And again, I think it's just a great way for people to feel like they're really involved in NewsBud beyond just, we're giving whatever $500 to the Kickstarter. We want people to really feel like they have an invested role in this. And again, it's you're funding us, so you are a part of NewsBud. So, by all means, we want people to be as involved as possible. I have a guy who was just a listener of mine, longtime listener of my regular podcast, who and I'll use his name. I hope he's not too bum, but Ken. And Ken emailed me saying that he loved my show, and this was many years back. But he hated that my grammar was so bad, and he would always criticize me for bad grammar. And he offered, he was like, well, just send me your stuff before you post it, any text, and I'll edit it for you. And I've been doing that ever since, down to I think even my bio for NewsBud was edited by my friend Ken. Wow. And that's an example of somebody just sort of helping me. But I definitely would, I had talked with Ken about saying, when NewsBud gets launched, if you want to, help edit my stuff, because I'll definitely be writing a bit more, which I do like doing, but I do hate grammar.
Yeah, sure. The editing so, process.
Again, that's just sort of a small example. And I'm sure, Aaron, you've had that with listeners of yours help out in little ways.
Yeah, totally. It's always great when you get that happen. That's so exciting when the listeners start to interact. That's cool. Yeah, now I've been following your Epstein work, and that's definitely an example of a story that is sort of in the mainstream. I mean, it's been covered, but the details have never been followed up on.
You know,
the cameras aren't there. There's nobody gathering any information that needs to be gathered. So that's just a simple thing that if it was done, it would bring a lot of useful information to this important case.
Mm. Oh, definitely with the Epstein stuff, it's definitely there. And unfortunately, it's mostly mainstream media that really does the sort of day-to-day reporting.
Yeah.
So for instance, there's two major cases going on right now in Palm Beach dealing with Epstein. One is a defamation suit against Alan Dershowitz, and the other is Jane Doe number 1 and 2. These are victims of Epstein trying to reverse this insane deal that was cooked up with Epstein's lawyers and the federal government, which denied them being alerted to the fact that they were about to give this guy, the sweetest deal for a pedo that's ever, happened in history.
Yeah.
And for the most part, it's really only a very small number of outlets that are covering it. So the Palm Beach Daily News does cover it, and they do a fairly, straight reporting sort of a job on it. And there's a few law blogs that report on Dershowitz developments. But with NewsBud, we would definitely have a travel budget, and that's huge. And that's something that we don't really have in the alt media, at least in the sphere that we're working in right now. Yeah. So if we had money and I could fly down to Palm Beach and get into the courtroom and at least just be there, you know, and report back. We're, you know, talking about doing a lot of live video streams and things, and, you know, someone outside a courtroom or whatever. That would really be something that is great. And obviously there are some people that do that in the alt media, but, you know, we would like to do that as well.
Yeah. Be nice if you get an Epstein interview. I bet he'd be really excited to give one of those.
Well, yeah, I've walked past Jeffrey Epstein's house in New York a few times, and it's in one of the most the more bizarre areas on the Upper East Side in New York, and it's right next to the it's right on the corner of the French Embassy. It's across the street from not only the Frick Museum but also Bill Cosby's apartment. And, you know, if you go up a little bit, you'll hit the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And just a block away from the Metropolitan Museum of Art, of course, is the Celebrity Scientology Center for New York. Epstein is, quite an interesting area. And he has this 9-story townhouse.
Oh, wow. My goodness gracious. Yeah, I mean, well, I could go on and on about Epstein. I know we've exchanged some emails about it.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, great story. And great example of something that you personally would be covering at NewsBud. But beyond that, I mean, what will there be a process to choosing stories overall with NewsBud? Will you be covering things that are in the mainstream, but be covering them in a deeper sense? Or will you be covering a lot of stuff that a lot of other alternative media sites are covering, or will you just go off the board and just do your own thing? How's that going to work?
Well, I guess I would say that we'll probably kind of continue doing the stuff that we were doing at NewsBud, only with more resources and more reach. So I think it'll be kind of a smattering of things. Like, for instance, like me and my friend Christoph Gehrman, we host our own podcast called Porkin's Great Game, and that deals with the politics of Central Asia and the Caucasus and NATO and a lot of the stuff that all the stuff that Christoph covers on his blog, which is also published on Boiling Frogs Post. And we do the podcast and we have quite a bit of fun. I was talking, Tom Secker sort of described it as almost like this operatic soap opera of geopolitics. Christoph and I really do have fun ripping on most of these, psychotic, world leaders. And, we always have a section where we talk about bizarre terrorism stories and, the wacky sort of things that spies and spooks get up to. So that's definitely one thing that we're going to continue on with NewsBud, but only, with more resources. So we might actually be able to not only travel to some of the places that we talk about, but also, get sources there, find local journalists in Kyrgyzstan that are willing to cover things that you're not going to find anywhere else. That's one of the aspects. But I think overall, our hope is that we'd all be able to kind of cover the stuff that we normally cover. So like I said, I cover a lot of the geopolitics and things like that, but also, topics like Jeffrey Epstein or Scientology. I'm working on doing quite a few podcasts in the coming months on the O.J. Simpson trial, which is sort of reared its head again with this FX show.
It's back in the news too. New evidence. We found a knife 10 years knife. Ago.
Yeah. I saw that the other day. A listener tweeted that to me.
Yeah.
It was Mark Mondelik who works at Boiling Frogs Post and will be a contributor at NewsBud. Tweeted that to me. And then of course, obviously Pepe Escobar is very much, an international journalist that really does follow, geopolitics, on a day-to-day basis. So we're going to have that sort of going on. Bill Conroy is he's our national, news editor. He very much focuses on the drug war. So we're going to have that. So I don't think there's really going to be, I can't imagine any of us really sitting down for like a board meeting where we, plan out, we got to do this, we got to do that.
Yeah.
And obviously, at BFP, there have definitely been topics that were covered, some people didn't like, You know, other people really liked them. So there's always been that level. There's always been disagreement. I would say it is. It can be tense at times, but it is a rewarding sort of a disagreement. And that's what I like about BFP, was sort of having the freedom to piss off listeners, you know, to say something and to, you know, to kind of get into a heated discussion in the comments section.
Yeah.
And believe me, I've had very heated discussions and comment sections with people. And then I see them, you know, liking my videos on YouTube and writing, you know, glowing reviews of an interview that I do. So that's sort of always been the culture that we've tried to foster at BFP. So I think in terms of the stories that we're going to be picking, it's going to be a big smattering, because all of us have very different ways that we produce media.
Yeah.
So obviously, Pepe Escobar is going to be on the ground in Syria, but that's not quite how I work, you know.
Yeah.
And we're all a bit different, but I think that's what makes it that's what makes it really fun, and that's what makes the cast of characters that we have over at BFP and hopefully at NewsBud, that's what makes it so interesting, because we're all a bit different.
Yeah. Well, I guess the big deal, and you all have mentioned this on from NewsBud, is that you will all be given the freedom of time and resources, in that you'll be employed by NewsBud, and that will be your job. So you spend your days doing this. You don't spend your days, you know, working whatever your job happens to be, and then you go home at night and you do what you can to make your alt media. This will be a full-time dedication, and because of that, you'll be able to get so much more done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is clear to note. We were, if and when we get full funding for NewsBud, yeah, most of us will be quitting our day jobs.
Yeah.
And some of us even taking a substantial pay cut to come over to NewsBud.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's another important thing, that this is, you know, we are very serious about this. This isn't you know, oh yeah, sure, whatever. You know, I mean, quitting your job is a big deal. That's not something that you necessarily just sort of do on a whim, and then damn, that didn't work. I'll find another job. But yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things, because for the most part, most of us, you know, Aaron, you've got a regular job. You know, I have a regular job. You know, Tom Secker's got a regular job. And we find the time in between all that to produce what I think is really good media.
Yeah.
But you are limited by time. You know, I sometimes hate it, but, you know, I'll go months without posting anything new.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then you get into the zone, and you have time off from work maybe, and you're cranking them out. But yeah, time constraints are always big, and I think that with NewsBud, that leaves the door open for so much more, just in terms of the variety of things that you can cover, the time that you can spend. You know, yeah, obviously if I could, I'd love to just, you know, read and research and, you know, do interviews and all that and all those great things, but you are constricted by just the realities of, well, I've also got to pay my rent. I've got to pay the, you know, phone bill. Oh my God, the electric bill is through the roof this month. And I got to buy a Metro card so I can get on the train so I can go to work to get the, you know. it's expensive. I think the freedom to have virtually all the time in the world is huge.
Yeah.
And of course, in this sort of, you know, internet age, media environment, you know, there are only so many hours in the day that you can devote to doing research and, you know, understanding and uncovering things. But with NewsBud, it really will open up for a lot more.
Yeah, I know that I wish that I could get paid to do this, but I certainly don't.
Yeah.
If you can find out a way that works, I mean, yeah, then you've got it. I mean, that's how the mainstream media works. They're a business.
Mm-hmm.
They're a business that, so they're constantly at work. Right? They're a 24/7 business too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's cool. It'd be cool to see that actually work out. And right now, Pierce, I'm tossing the softballs away, getting out the hardball. Get ready for it.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Question is, how will NewsBud be different than The People's Voice?
Well, that's a great thing. I've actually brought up the people's voice when we were talking about things.
Yeah.
I'll say the first and foremost will be different because David Icke won't be involved whatsoever. There will be no reptilian agenda that we have to cover.
Okay.
I would say that by and large, Newsbud will be different. Again, it's silly, but in that a character like David Icke won't be involved. I think too that David Icke, obviously he didn't really care about producing good media, because even when he got all of this money, they weren't really making anything. It wasn't, you know, they weren't doing what they said they were going to be doing.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't really putting out stuff. There was no, like, I mean, as far as I know, there was no live internet TV channel of, you know, or if it was, it wasn't really live. It was just pre-recorded stuff played over and over and over again, 24 yeah. hours a day. So I think that's one of the major things. I think also we've been very careful thus far about the people that we are letting in, you know, to the sort of inner circle of Newsbud. Mm-hmm. Whereas David Icke was very much about, well, let me just get anybody, no matter how, you know, ludicrous their idea. And obviously, you know, Dave, you know, it's not hard to find, you know, idiotic, ridiculous people when David Icke is sort of the head of this organization.
Sure.
But I think that's one thing for sure. And obviously, like, you know, Sabelle has experienced this as a whistleblower. And she's had quite a bit of experience with organizations approaching her, offering, yeah, hey, we can give you money. You can set up your own whistleblower organization and blah, blah, blah. You know, and then boom, it's, you know, you see, oh, yeah, we're with the, you know, Soros Foundation, or we're with the Koch brothers, or we're what, you know, whatever. So Sabelle is very much aware of that. And we've that was something that we did talk about, you know, before we started was, you know, if this really starts to catch fire, we're going to start getting a lot of people that want to get involved, that want to latch on to us. So we've been very careful about that. So I think that's one thing that separates us. Because again, anybody could be in the people's voice. Yeah. You know, there wasn't like much vetting going on in terms of who Icke was letting in there.
Yeah,
I mean, I know it's a tough one because, yeah, a lot of people throw that out like, well, this will just be like the people's voice. I can assure you that the way that this is set up, obviously, it won't be like the people's voice because this is all or nothing funding. Yeah. So we're not going to, you know, and clearly a lot of the money that was going into the people's voice seemed to be, you know, not actually there in terms of resources. Mm-hmm. And, you know, David Icke was turning around and doing all these interesting things, spending a lot of money on himself. So, you know, you have to wonder where exactly a lot of that funding went. This is all or nothing. So, you know, if you donate $10,000, but we don't reach our goal, you're going to get all of that back. You don't even get charged a service fee on your credit card or your debit card.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that'll also separate us from the people's voice. And I mean, I think just in general, we're not David Icke or Ken O'Keefe or any of the other nut jobs that, surrounded themselves there. And again, that's the perfect example of an alt media operation that's just sort of ripe for infiltration.
Yeah.
Because they're talking about the things that the powers that be want people to be focusing on. So they want people to talk about aliens and reptilians and how really the Jews control everything. Because that's the way that they've circumvented much of the alternative media.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not going to be doing that. And I think that's why this has been a bit more of an uphill battle in terms of launching things and getting funding and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the thing with David Icke is that he is a celebrity. So he instantly gets big attention. I mean, have you... I don't know... The news, but all you guys working on it, if you have, like, friends that have some notoriety that might help you out with promotion or anything, maybe, like, one of you knows somebody who's, like, I don't know, has some sort of fame or some sort of big network that they could help you promote. Has there been any talk of that?
We have talked about it, for sure. I guess obviously anyone that's listening to this and looking, you know, I'm looking at the Kickstarter right now, of our goal is 950,000, which is quite a bit of money. We're only at 128,000. Mm-hmm. So, and that's actually just gone up.
I'm watching it right
before
now.
We started.
Yeah, so, it just ticked over. That's cool.
Yeah. we do need to kind of step it up we've got 39 days to go. I will say, and then I'll get directly to your question, Aaron, I will say that, you know, we've only been doing this for about 20 days or so. Okay. And with only a little over, you know, 1,200 backers, we've raised quite a lot of money. And most of that money are through small donations. We're talking 30, 50 bucks, you know, $100. We've only had, you know, a few donations of like 1,000 or more. So this is mostly small donations.
I'm just imagining Bernie Sanders going,
yeah, exactly.
The average donation is $27.
Yeah, yeah.
Just imagining. Sorry about that.
I mentioned that the other day. I was on a radio show and I was, you know, saying that, you know, obviously, yeah, the news, but people are feeling the burn with the donations, but, yeah, I think we have tried to reach out to some of the, you know, the bigger people that we do know. Like, for instance, I've been on Chuck O'Chelly's show a couple of times to talk about news, but he's a pretty big, you know, radio personality. He's been at this for a while. I think we have talked about it. I think there is that fear, though, where do we want to kind of like have a celebrity type thing going on,
yeah.
You know, because it's sort of that catch 22 where you want to do it and obviously a lot of people will like it. Mm. But as I'm sure you're aware, you know, the alt media can be so pissy with everything.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, well, you do the celebrity thing and then all of a sudden it's, oh, see, it's just like the People's Voice or,
yeah,
you know, these guys are selling out. And it's sort of that you're damned if you do, damned if you don't,
yeah,
kind of a mentality. And, you know, you get that with anything, you know, no matter what you do, you're going to piss off somebody. And in the alt media, that's like magnified by 1,000 because yeah, there's just so many people that have nothing better to do than troll you on, you know, the comment section of YouTube and things, yeah, like that. So yeah, it's a tough thing, you know, so we, you know, I mean, I guess we don't have too many celebrity friends out there that would be, you know, I guess, you know, willing to kind of go out there. But we have had, like, Mickey Huff from Project Censored. There was just a video that I think it was Peter B. Collins did with him promoting NewsBud. We've had a couple of pretty big media professors. We did some live Google Hangouts on Valentine's Day, which was the launch day. And we had quite a few interesting guests come on.
Yeah.
To talk about why NewsBud is important, to talk about, you know, why creating more avenues for real alternative journalism is important as well.
Yeah.
So we have done that. But again, yeah, it's that awkward, like, oh, well, what are they bringing out Jesse Ventura now? So it must be, you know, a hoax or.
Yeah, sure. Jesse Ventura. Oh, I love it. Oh, man. Yeah, well, that sounds cool with the professors and all that. And that's this is a tangent, but that's my personal favorite kind of celebrity, the kind that is, only famous to a small group of people, you know, like good example is like a professional skateboarder, you know, like,
right,
if you're into skateboarding, you know who that guy is, but otherwise it's just, you know, like some guy with a t-shirt and shorts and you know, walks by it. But like,
I'm sorry to interrupt. That reminds me, I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but there is a like world-class, and I might be putting my foot in my mouth here, but I'll say it anyway, exclusive for Trans Resistor Radio. There is like he's like some sort of like ski jumper. Like he jumps off like, you know, mountain cliffs on skis and like has a parachute. There is somehow Sabelle knows him from somebody. I don't know how exactly. I think it's the PR firm that we worked with at the beginning. Have him as a client. And I don't know if this, I mean, obviously it hasn't happened yet, so it probably won't. But there was talk of this guy like jumping off a mountain and like for NewsBud, like promotional thing.
His parachute says NewsBud on it.
Yeah, like it's right, exactly. Something like that. And I guess this obviously hasn't come to pass, so there you go. But that was something that we had talked about. But I don't know. Maybe, you know, that would be ridiculous. You know, it's sort of like he's just some ski guy. You know, like what is,
yeah.
You know, that's like also sort of, you know, that can be the kind of empty promotional stuff, which we haven't, you know, all of our promotional stuff has been very, you know, focused on what we're going to be covering. You know, so like right now, for instance, like James Corbett has been doing a couple really great interview series. I was on there recently to talk about the Epstein case. Sabelle has been on there talking about what she wants to do. Philip Kovacevic, who's a professor at the University of San Francisco, and he focuses on the Balkans, geopolitics in the Balkans. He's part of NewsBud as well. He was on James's show recently to talk about what he's going to be bringing to NewsBud. So we have been trying to kind of, in our promotional stuff, really talk about the stuff that we're going to cover. And not to sound too hoity-toity, but try to make them as sort of intellectually stimulating as possible. Whereas, yeah, you know, a ski guy jumping off a mountain may not necessarily be the best. But I know we had toyed around with an idea like that. So I don't know. If he's listening out there, you know, we'd still love for you to do that.
So you're saying don't take any examples from the movie Idiocracy and just kind of
yeah.
use that as your...
Yeah.
I can't help myself. But I was wondering if NewsBud, when it's up and running even, what about the idea of live events, lectures, presentations, or concerts or something? Once NewsBud's up, or maybe even as a promotional thing, but once it was up, was that an idea thrown around at all?
Well, definitely. I mean, one of the things that we're going to be offering, like, so again, on the Kickstarter site, we have the sort of list of the major things that we're going to be offering. So obviously headline news, we're going to, you know, update it hourly, 5 days a week. You know, and again, it's not going to be like the headline news on like CNN. This will be the headline news that we're interested in. So again, it'll be, you know, fairly specific. So again, you know, Christoph and I cover, you know, mostly the Caucasus and Central Asia. So it'll be a lot of, you know, a lot of that, a lot about the drug war, a lot about, you know, civil liberties disappearing, those sort of things. We'll also be doing two original investigative stories, 2 to 3 per week. We're going to have an evening news show with Peter B. Collins. It'll be like a 30-minute, you know, television show featuring different news stories of the day plus a feature story. We're going to have, you know, videos, you know, analyzing all sorts of different things, daily podcast shows. But we're also going to be doing live chats. And this will be, I think we're going to start probably with the sort of VIP guests, but we would like to open it up to everybody. And this would be, you know, when anyone can join in and submit questions and do things like that. So, again, we are trying to think about how we can make it as interactive as possible. I like your idea, though, with, like, concerts or something.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know what I mean? Like, it could be, I don't know, you could have bands even, and then you could maybe in between have, like, a speech of some sort or some sort of weird presentation or even, like, some, I don't even know, you could get real artistic with it.
Oh, well,
you know?
I know, I mean, I have quite a few of my listeners are in either bands or make music, and I know they would love to be a part of that. You know, a shout out to Joshua Brookshire, who's a big fan of mine, and he's got an excellent band, and I know he would love to, you know, anything like that. That would be great.
Yeah. I love that idea. Just the live events are so cool, and I just wondered about that. But let's talk more about the Kickstarter campaign and how listeners can contribute and help out. Let's end off on that, Pierce.
Yeah, so if you go to my website, you can find the links to the Kickstarter. But again, if you just want to Google Kickstarter NewsBud, it'll be the first thing that comes up. And you'll be there. You can watch our promotional video, which includes me, along with Pepe Escobar and Sabelle is in it, a bunch of other people. And then you can scroll down. You can see, you know, some of the stuff that why we want to get NewsBud off the ground, what we're going to be offering. Again, as I was saying, all of the different things, and that's just, you know, the main stuff that we're going to be focusing on for the first year that we're funded. But it also lists everybody that's involved. So, you know, quickly, Peter B. Collins, Bill Conroy, Pepe Escobar, Paul Jamiel, Filip Kovacevic, Guillermo Jimenez, myself, Christoph Gehrmann, Spiro, Katie Aguilero, Christian Sorensen, and a lot more. We have some more people that we haven't released names yet for. But yeah, if you do want to donate, all you've got to do is just click on Back This Project. And that will, if you want to just donate, you know, from whatever, you can basically, you can choose how much you want to donate, or you can, of course, you can pick the certain dollar amounts, and then obviously there are different, you know, gifts that we offer with all of that. So it takes like all of like 30 seconds to do. It's pretty simple. Again, you won't be charged anything outright. It's just sort of like, you know, they're putting like a hold on that. And obviously if we reach our goal, then you know, that will be deducted straight from your credit card. But yeah, it's very simple to do. There's, like I said, there's a lot of different ways. You can go to boilingfrogspost.com and you can find the link straight to the Kickstarter. It's on my website as well. Obviously, just Kickstarter Newsbud in your search engine will bring it right up. But yeah, it's very simple. And on the side, you can see the different rewards that we're offering for each monetary, you know, donation that you have. Obviously, you can donate without receiving a reward if you want to. You can donate more. You know, you can donate, and obviously they're mostly like round numbers, but you can donate, you know, $15 if that's all you got. You can donate
$27.
Yeah, you can do 20, you can do 33, you can do whatever you want. And there's quite a bit of information on the Kickstarter. Also, it should be noted, we have newsbud.com is up and running as well. So that's just newsbud.com. There's not too much on the website, obviously, because, you know, there's not too much for us to do. But if you just type in newsbud.com, there's also, again, a link straight to the Kickstarter. But you can see what the website looks like, and you can also read some of the extended bios that we have. Yeah. So, you know, if you're interested in what college I went to, that's up there. And you know what my degree was, and again, there's also a contact forum on there as well. So if you want to sign up for email updates or anything like that, or if you just have a question, if you're, you know, we've had people saying, oh well, can I donate with Bitcoin? Unfortunately, we can't do that. You know, that's just the limitations of Kickstarter, and we can't take cash either, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, you can contact, you know, I think it probably contacts the bell, but I've answered lots of questions. You know, people can feel free to email me as well if they have any questions about the Kickstarter, about Newsbud, about how they can help. All of that is, you know, very welcomed.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be sure to put the links up in the show notes to this podcast as well, so listeners can check that out. And with that, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Pierce, it's fun.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. It's always a blast being on the show.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Trans Resistor Radio. Be sure to check out Pierce's websites, PorkinsPolicyReview.com, BoilingFrogsPost.com, and NewsBud.com, where you'll find the link to the Kickstarter campaign where you can help contribute to the project. Of course, I'll have all these links up at AgeOfTransitions.com. in the show notes for this interview. So I hope that if you enjoyed the show, you'll subscribe to this podcast at ageoftransitions.com. So thank you everyone who listens and who supports me in any way. I'm hoping to have some more interviews coming up on the show here soon. And I'll have other shows, just the usual. So listeners can expect the usual. And I'm looking forward to the next show. So we'll see you there. Again, website is ageoftransitions.com. My name is Aaron Franz. And as always, I will leave you by saying, seeker, seek on. Today's episode of Transresistor Radio is recorded on the 5th of March, 2016.